Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Camilla, how are you doing today?
I am sunny. I am finally sunny.
Awesome to have you on the show. We're very, very excited. And I'd like to thank you for your time. I know you're very, very busy. Now, to start things off, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners just like yourself. So I need your help.
Okay.
Can you introduce yourself to our audience? Maybe we can start with, what's your role in the business, Camilla?
Sure. I'm the owner and publisher of Red Rock City Lifestyle. It's a hyperlocal community magazine, and it's a very upscale, only delivered to high net worth clients here in Las Vegas who live up in the Summerlin area. Whoever is listening that is familiar with Las Vegas knows that we have those several million dollar homes up here. So that's where the magazine gets delivered to. And I am from Brazil. I came to America about 10 years ago, went back to school, became a therapist. And, you know, after burning out in September of 21, right after the pandemic hit, this opportunity to become the owner of the magazine became available, and I jumped onto it, and it's been very successful. And we really offer more than a magazine. We are really an opportunity for local businesses to develop a marketing plan. So we want to become the marketing department of local businesses, small, medium, or large, that really want to be highlighted amongst that affluent demographic here in Vegas. We also offer SEO components, events, and social media referrals. So it's really, really comprehensive. And we do a lot of fundraising as well for our local nonprofits. That's very important to me, to be able to give back to the community who embraced me so fearlessly and fiercely. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
So I can only imagine your daily routine. Must be very, very busy looking at your calendar every day.
Oh, my stars. Thank God I have Mark to help me out. Yeah, for sure.
There we go. Your awesome CyberBacker, Mark. So I'm curious, who told you about CyberBacker anyway? Who introduced you to us?
Cindy Biscup. She owns CyberBacker here in Nevada. And we are part of the same networking referral group that meets online every morning. I mean, every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And then we meet socially as well. But yeah, through Cindy.
All right, there we go. So one of our franchise owners here in CyberBacker. Now, was this your first time working with someone virtually ever?
Yes.
First go at it. Was it a big change? Because I know, of course, running your own business, most of the time you would work with people that are in the office, things like that. Now you're working with someone who's virtual. You're CyberBacker,
yeah.
Mark. How was the transition? Was it a big change?
No, because being from another country, right, I'm very used to having like talks and conversations through Zoom or through WhatsApp or, you know, FaceTime or whatever. So it wasn't really that big of a deal to me. I'm used to that. And I think that after the pandemic hit, it's even more common to have virtual stuff done rather than in person. And it saves a lot of money, headache, you know, locate, you know, transportation and blah, blah, blah. So no, to answer your question, I talk a lot. I'm warning you. So I try to keep my answers brief. No, so it was not,
not a big transition.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now I want to talk more about Mark then. You're CyberBacker for 3 months now. What are the tasks that you ask him to do for you in the business?
So he is supposed to help me manage my social media and grow my followers. He's supposed to keep me on track for meetings like this, right? So he manages my schedule, makes sure that nothing's overlapping and that I'm reminded of things that I have to do. So sometimes I'm like, Mark, you got to remind me of this, this, and that. So he does. When the day comes, he's like, remember, your tasks for today. I'm like, okay. he sends out emails to my clients every single month, reminding them of what they have to do. Because, you know, being the owner of a magazine, I need content, right? So because one of the purposes of the magazine is to promote these businesses that partner with me to promote them, I need them to send me monthly content to be able to put in the magazine. So Mark will then keep these clients on track as well by sending them monthly emails. He also helps me create their digital profile under my portal. He also manages the ads for these clients or any question that these clients might have. Sometimes he can answer them on his own, or sometimes he needs to get me involved. So it's really helping me just free up my time to be where I need to be, which is out in the battlefield, talking to people, going to events, networking, prospecting new clients, and meeting with prospects that he also sets up meeting for me. So he does a plethora of things.
So he's really almost everywhere in your business then, almost.
Man, he is amazing. I love Mark. I think, you know, I've been able to really focus on what I want to focus on, which is meeting people and going after businesses, and he can just do the back office stuff. Let's keep it child-friendly, the language child-friendly here in the podcast. So he can focus on that stuff that I don't really, you know, I don't have time. It's not a waste of my time, but it doesn't really help me grow my business, even though it's important for me to grow my business. If you, it's kind of confusing, but I think you understand what I mean.
Yes, definitely. Now, seems to me you've already created this very strong bond with Mark, your cyberbacker. I'd like to know, how did it get to that point? How did you get that partnership to work just like this?
So first of all, I don't make decisions based on my brain, right? My brain doesn't really tell me what to do. It's my gut. So I believe it's like God working through me. And so it's that little voice that I've learned to listen to. So it's funny because on the interviews, like those, you know, super fast interviews that we have to select the cyberbackers, Mark was number three. And like number three of the interview. So I interviewed two girls and then Mark. And when Mark was done, I'm like, hey, I'm done. This is the guy. And then Andrea or someone else said, no, Camilla, you have two more. I said, this is the guy. This is him. I want to work with him. She's like, no, you got two more. I'm like, okay. So I had two more. And then the last lady, number five, I was really interested in her as well. So it came like Mark and this other girl. And then they said, okay, let's go through their personality quizzes or whatever reports. So I'm like, oh, okay, I have to read those before in advance. And I did. I'm just like, I didn't read your questions because I don't have time. And that's why I have Mark, right? So what really did it for me was the integrity aspect of that personality test. And Mark's was like 100 out of 100. And that's like, honesty is my first number one value.
Of course.
That I live by. And Mark matched that. So, then when he came on board, you know, and cyberbacker also made sure to understand who I am,
of course,
and what I'm looking for and the way I work. So I'm very transparent, very upfront, very communicative, very open, and I give Mark a lot of autonomy. And he's very bright, so I think that he's also a fast learner. And that, so we were able to create this flow right from the get-go because I don't have like time to waste and beat around the bushes. Oh my God, you're going to be offended if I say this. Is he going to be offended if I say that? I'm like, I don't have time for this stuff. So It's just like really communicating and aligning and being patient. So when he first started, I remember he's like, Camila, is this all I'm doing for you? And I said, no, dude, but we got to start slow, right? I don't want to overwhelm you. When you master this task, then I'll add another one. And then I'll add another one. And then I'll add another one. And then, I don't know, 2-3 weeks later, he's like, Camila, I'm so grateful that you took your time. Because I didn't overflow him with things to do and he would get lost and not, you know, and you guys trained him really well. Another thing that I think contributed to the success is you guys, Cyberbacker, really understood what I needed and the programs, the softwares that he was going to use to be able to help me out. And you guys trained him in these softwares on how to use these tools. So he came ready. I didn't really have to train him to do anything other than just personalize, adjust what he already knew to my needs, to my business's needs.
There we go. Just an awesome match just from the first day that you met then. The perfect match between the both of you.
It's like, you know, my husband and I, we met, we got married 3 days later, and we've been together for 10 years. It's like, when you know, what are you going to say? There we go.
Yeah, when you know, you know. Now, one last thing. And for sure, once we have this online, Mark's going to be able to listen and watch this. So I was wondering, do you have any special messages or a quick shout out to your awesome cyberbacker, Mark?
I love Mark. Mark, I love you, man. If it weren't for you, I don't know what I would be doing. Like, you've added so much to my business. I'm so happy to have you on my team. You are really like the best investment and the best decision that I've made so far since acquiring the business was to have Mark join the team.
Now, we are very, very excited to see the continued growth, of course, of your partnership with Mark and Cyberbacker. Also, Camila, thank you very much for dropping by today. I had fun talking to you.
My pleasure, Jello. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.